Anytime.
Any place.
Anywhere.
Is he dressed in the man in black? He's got his Johnny Cash clothes on.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. Where was Anytime, Any Place, Anywhere recorded?
We did it in, it's a studio called El Adobe. It was in El Paso, Texas. And it was the first time we ever heard of it or been there. And we just kind of went there as a trial. And caught on. I mean, we liked the studio and everything started clicking. And the right people were around. And we just did it in 20 days. But then we went to Miami, the Criteria, and mixed and mastered it. And we spent 3 weeks there. But we took our time, 5 days maybe.
You know, now with your stature as songwriters already been proven, history, your stature as musicians already on the record, now you could have had the pick of the top producers in the business. Instead, the first Rossington Collins Band album was self-produced. Why?
And all the rest of them will be too, but we just been in the business long enough to know what we're doing. We think, we hope, this album will prove it. And we had a lot of good teachers, and we just learned from them and decided we wanted to do it on our own. And also we wanted to prove to ourselves that we could. And time will tell if we were right or wrong.
Absolutely. Give me the lineup of the band for the album, Anytime, Any Place, Anywhere. Who's on the record? And what respective instruments?
Well, the guitar players are myself, Alan, Barry, and Dale Krantz is our lead singer, and Derek Hess is our drummer, and of course Billy Powell on keyboards and Leon Wilkerson on bass. And we had some help from some good engineers that helped me and Alan produce it. And that's the lineup. Plus, we got a great crew. And they're our front line. I'm speaking football terms. They're the front line.
Top shelf.
Right.
All right. Tell me something about Derek Hess, your drummer, and Barry Harwood, your third guitarist and vocalist. Tell me, give me some background about these people.
Well, we've known him a long time. Barry played on some of the old Skinner records and a song on two or three of them. And Derek, we've known all our lives, and right before we got Artemis, at the beginning, when we first got him, we talked to Derek and Ronnie and I, and we're going to use him, but a few things happened business-wise and with him too, and it didn't work. But it's been going around in a circle, and finally we all met, and it clicked, and here we are.
Is that the way it
goes? And it's really great. Fits in perfect. He really helped us a lot, really. You know, we needed him when he needed us, and we had bad luck long enough. Now it's time for the good stuff to start happening.
Better come.
Why wasn't Artemus Pyle, a drummer with the Skinner Band, included on the new album?
Well, he was going to, and we wanted him to very badly. But 2 days before this group started rehearsing, he got in a motorcycle accident, and he broke his right leg, his bass drum leg, in 12 places from the knee down, and he's still trying to recuperate. He can't walk right still, and he can't beat a bass drum all night. So it wasn't really, we waited and waited, but he wasn't healing fast enough, and we knew it was time. We delayed everything long enough, we had to go on, and he knew that, so it was all understood. We just thought Derek, because we'd thought of him a lot of times before, he came in, and like I said, it all clicked, and he's great. Very much, very, very happily pleased with him. And God bless Artemus. I hope he gets well soon. And he's with us in spirit, just like the rest of the old group. So it's just not this one, but we got a lot of things going with us.
A hell of a band up there, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. It's one of the best.
Continuing on this vein, you were in a highly successful and very colorful band.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be safe to say, at least I could speak for millions, to say it was probably America's best-loved band at the time.
Thank you.
Okay. After all this happened, both good and bad, you could have easily retired from public life, or you could have splintered off and gone into separate bands separately. Mm-hmm. Instead, you stuck it out together, you added some new talents, and you're trying it again. Why?
Well, that was a long question, but...
The question is...
I'm hip to the question. Yeah,
why are you doing it again?
Well, the main reason is we don't know how to quit. We never learned how, so we got to go on. The old band, or... Skinner, that was one band, and we're gone now, or that band is gone now, and we want to leave a name and where we were, where it was, and just leave it. We could retire and loaf around all the time, but this is our life, and we never learned how to quit, and I don't know how to do nothing else but pick strawberries. And I'd rather play. And, you know, I like to please the people. That's what it's all about. And let them forget the blues for an hour or two when we're playing. And their house famous and their wife broke up with them. And, you know, we knew we had to go on. And that came from a lot of help from the beautiful people out there who wrote and got us back inspired and not quitting but going on. And our friends that are over the rainbow had something to do with that. You know, I feel other people on stage. I feel the presence of other people with us. So it's just not the people you see. We got a lot of help from our friends that are gone, but they ain't really gone. Anytime.
Any place.
Anywhere.
We've got Alan Collins, the Rossington Collins Band. Where was the album recorded?
In LLW, Texas. Or El Paso, Texas, at LLW Studios in El Paso, Texas.
Okay, now that's a little out of the beaten track, right?
It's not on your
record plant, the high rooting schedule.
No, it's not.
Why did you choose to work in El Paso?
Dave Evans. Who's doing our sound for us now. We're going to be working at Studio One again in Doraville. And we just decided to go and take a few days and do the songs that we had, just as rough demos, really. Try it, you know. And we went there, and we were pretty happy with the sound of it. They got a pretty good sound on everything, so we decided to stay.
Yeah, really. Now, this did you just kind of started off as demoing some material?
More or less, we
used the studio. And the basic tracks went down real good.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Now, what was the time span? What period of time are we talking about that any time, any place, anywhere was recorded? From when to when?
3.5 weeks.
I find it hard to believe that you...
During the first part of March, through the end of March, I'd say it was recorded then.
I'd say some sparks were flying. It must have really been clicking.
It was.
Because the music's excellent, and I thought
that's
maybe
why we decided to stay in Texas and do it, you know.
Absolutely.
At El Adobe.
Right. I thought possibly that this had been it sounds like it's been a long project, and obviously the creative juices were there and the sparks started flying.
Well, it's been more than that in the process, of course. You know?
Of writing, yeah.
But it hadn't been that long, really, since we started working on it. Gary and myself... Gary Rossington and myself have been around for a while, you know. This isn't the first project we ever worked on. So we decided to take it on ourselves, you know, to do it. And I think it's done real good.
I think you're absolutely right, and I'm sure everyone's going to agree with us. Give me the entire lineup, if you would, of personnel on the album Anytime, Anyplace, Anywhere. Give me the lineup of the Rossington Collins Band.
Dale Krantz, lead vocals. Gary Rossington, lead, slide, and rhythm guitars. Barry Harwood, lead, slide, and rhythm guitars. Myself, lead and rhythm guitars. Billy Powell, keyboards, and cowbell. Yeah, I think he's got credit on the album for that. I'm not sure. Leon Wilkerson, bass, and Derek Hess, drums. Derek has been a friend of ours since... way back also, and Barry and Derek also used to play together. I tell you, I think we're mighty lucky people to have them.
Now you, Alan Collins, you were in a highly successful band.
Yep.
A very colorful band.
Mm-hmm.
And with millions of really devoted fans, after all that's happened, both good and bad. Now you could have easily retired from public life, or you could have... the various members of the Rossington Collins Band.
No, we couldn't. That's what we're doing back out here right now.
What reasons were given not to do this? I'm sure there were some.
I'll say that real fast. The reason not to is the reason to do it. It's one of those things where people tell you not to do something, and you want to do it, and you know you can do it. Then you do it, and you don't play around, you don't mess around about it, you just do it, you know, because we're winners, not losers, and we will do it again.
Give me some reasons why not to do it.
Well, why not to do it is because we know nothing else. This is our life.
Well, that's the reason why to do it. Think of, can you think of any reason?
Why not to do
someone
it?
Someone said, man, I don't know if this is a good idea. You know, you guys going back out again.
Well, as I said
what
before.
If, you know, what if? What if? There's pressure, man. There's pressure.
Yeah, that's all we know. And
so you can't think of any reasons not to do it.
Well, not to do it would be like in our own hearts, a cop out, and we wouldn't be happy, and it's our life, and that's what we want. And it just took us this long to get our heads and bodies back together to come. After what happened to us a few years ago, we thought at times to not to do that. You know, a lot of things went through our heads.
Like what?
Well, I mean, you know, we didn't know what to. We were in shock for a long time. I mean, that was our life. That was our family. We all grew up and learned everything together. And it was more than just a career or a money thing. It had nothing to do with it. It was being a person and love and what happened. But all the people who wrote and got us back inspired and saying that we have to carry on, that's what got us going. And about, not this Christmas, but the Christmas before last, Alan and I just decided to start a band, our own band, and we weren't going to use any of the old members. And that reason is not to be compared to Skinner. And we didn't get together for a long time. We were going to do that. We didn't really audition anybody. We just called friends and people we knew and played a little bit.
I may have heard some of those, because you're talking about Christmas 78. On Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
at 11 p.m. Christmas Eve, 1978, Joe Billingsley showed up at my radio station with these tapes. And she said that Billy and Leon and everybody was on them. Do you know what those would happen to be?
Yeah, it was a contraband.
It's a contraband alias album. Alias stuff.
Alan and I produced it. We didn't put our names on it. We produced it. And what happened was, that's why we named it this group. We're all one band. Alan and I just run things and are managing and producing, you know. But like I said, we're still just one band, so we're all equal. But we did that, and that was at the latter part of the time when we were thinking it would be my and Alan's band, and whoever we got, we were going to get and change the image and the name and you know, not be compared to Skinner. Because no one can and ever will be able to do that. During this album, we hadn't been around that much, you know, just socially. And we heard them playing, they were all great. And we just kind of went, what are we doing here producing our band for someone else, you know? And went home and started thinking about that. And all of a sudden, we thought singers. We didn't want to be compared to get a male singer who, not copied Ronnie, we wouldn't go for that, but just another, you know, because no matter how good he was, he'd be compared. God bless Ronnie Van Zandt. He was my best friend I ever had, and I don't think I'll ever have one as good, even close. As good as him, but he raised me, really. But we put our heads together. We ain't quite as dumb as we look. We thought, who in the hell would think us coming out in our style of music with a female vocalist? Our strategy was not to be compared, and who can compare a female with Ronnie, but she's so strong, and when the people or yourself see us live, we're a different group. We're not Skinner. We're the Ross and the Collins band. and we have our own thing. Alan and I can't change our style of writing or playing because that's all we know. So it sounds a little bit like Skinner, but it's a different group, and she helps with that. So does Barry and Derek, you know. And we changed a little bit, but not that much. We only know how to play one way. And she just came along when we needed her, and we were there when she needed us, and it all clicked. And that's how this group got together, and, you know, we kind of handpicked everybody, but that's why we had to carry on. And we're doing it, and we had to prove to ourselves that we knew who we were, and we were Skinnered, and now we're this group. And this group here is, I feel the same way about. And Dale is a tremendous, you know, show person. She just really had that opportunity to come out of a backup singing situation where she wasn't noted. She was so good, we gave her the chance, and she jumped on it. She's doing a good job, and we're inspiring her by kicking her and making her feel like she's not quite as good as she is, just so she'll be better. And she gives Alan and I a hard time on stage because she's a hell of a showman, and she inspires us. We wanted a way to get out of being compared, and that means with Ronnie, because no one was good. And so the only way we could do that was a female.
It's very wise.
Or someone that was just noted, not that wouldn't be compared to him, but we just put our heads together and thought, hey, hell of a female singer that goes out and does her thing and start a new thing, a power kicking band with a female vocalist. And she's a powerful singer, so she fits right in with us. And we thought about it, and she just happened to be the right one at the time and anywhere. She's great, you know. She really helps us, and we help her, but she's really great. And as a matter of fact, she's never been a lead singer. Like I said before, she's always been a backup singer. And that's what she thought at first that we wanted her to do. And we said, no, lead singer. She said, oh, my God, you know, I wonder if I can do it. But she proved herself. We planned it, but it wasn't that big of a, long of a thing. Like 2 or 3 days, and we thought, let's go talk to Dale.
Anytime.
Any place.
Anywhere. And we went over to her house at about 3 a.m. and said, come here, we want to talk to you.
There I was. My old man was long gone somewhere that night, and I had friends over. To this day, I don't remember who they were now. But we were sitting there, and a big, loud bang at the door, which isn't unusual. But there's Gary and Alan, who I knew, who I'd partied with, but who I had yet really had a heart-to-heart talk with or anything. Here comes Gary and Alan flying through the door.
And we took her in the back. You know, there were a few people there, and set her down. Said, now, you all right? Sit down. We want to talk to you.
Okay, there's guests in the living room. They dragged me off into the back bedroom, you know, and sat me down on the bed. And I look up, and here's, like, there again, it's 2 a.m, 3, I can't remember, it was late. And they were looking, they were excited, but serious, very serious. And I remember looking up at them anyway, and they both kind of started at once, hem-hawing. Well, we've been talking, and...
you want to be our lead singer?
You want to sing in our band, Gary says. You want to sing in our band, just like that. And my heart started pounding real hard, and I thought, background vocals, who did they get to sing lead? But who cares who they got to sing lead? I'm going to finally work with these people, you know, the band that I thought was the greatest. And they said, we just decided that you're the one to sing lead for us. Well, that's when my heart really started going, the realization of what they meant. And there again, it was both of them. It was coming out of them at the same time, like the two-headed man. You know, one would say, you want to sing in the band. The other one said, we don't want any comparisons. And then the other one would say, so you've got to sing lead. And it was a fast and a rush. And I think the first thing I said was, feel my heart, it's coming right out of my chest. I really felt like I was going to lose control. And it took me about 3 seconds to recover. And I said, yes, I'll do it. And I felt right about it immediately, too. My first thought, realistically and more objectively, was, these guys are a lot more far-sighted than I thought they were. They really have something on the ball to know that a woman could definitely be the answer for them after what they'd been through. But I'd never thought it would be me. Oh.
Flip me out.
But she's a...
Flip me out.
But she's a hell of a singer, and she's never had the opportunity to be a lead singer. She's always been a backup singer. Sang with Leon Russell some, and she was a 38 special, and she was just too big and good to be a backup singer, so we said, hey, we want you to sing with us.
What was her reaction?
Well, after 5 seconds of shock, she went, yes, really 3, but she couldn't believe it, that we were going to give her the chance to be a lead singer for us. I'm not saying us in a conceited way.
No,
just
I know exactly.
The first group that asked her to be a lead singer was somebody that she just didn't expect us to ask her. And it's what she wanted. It's what she's been working for all her life. And she just jumped right out there and did it and really helped us too. And God bless her.
Anytime.
Any place.
Anywhere.
Now, how did the decision to have a female lead singer come about? Start at the beginning, you know.
Well, we thought about it at first, and then we listened real good. When we heard what we heard, we said, we'll take it.
Okay, now.
We'll go with it, because she's strong. She's a wailing bitch, you know. She won't quit, you know, and when you're that forceful, then there's no denying it's going to happen. Dale is so strong. She reminds me of the singer of the old band. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, RVZ. There's no denying.
No denying.
Except for a lady. And if you're that strong, I'll take it and roll with it, because I know it's going to happen.
She's quite a lady, and man, can she sing. You've got yourself a super lead singer in Dale Krantz. Tell me, I'm sure, an interesting story about Dale Krantz and how she relates to the Rossington Collins Band. Well, first time you ever heard heard of her. Either way.
I will say that she is a wailing bitch, but I won't say that not in ways of anybody else that has ever been out before, because she is a lady, you know?
Absolutely.
In true life, she'll surprise you, definitely. But on stage also, she has got the punch that'll knock you out, too. I don't know what else to say except for that, you know?
What was the first time you ever heard her or heard of her? What was your first connection with Dale Krantz and the Rossington Collins Band?
She was singing backup with Ronnie's brother's band, 38 Special.
Dear friends of mine.
Yeah. Mine too.
Yeah.
And we just sort of listened to her backup, and she sort of, on the last album, she sort of came out a little bit out front, you know. She didn't really come out herself. She just made herself be out front, you know, with them, you know. There was no denying it. And we went, hey, now this bitch wails. Why don't we try a thing, you know, with it, you know?
Now you, Alan Collins, mm-hmm. you were in a highly successful band.
Yep.
A very colorful band.
Mm-hmm.
And with millions of really devoted fans. What reasons were given not to do this? I'm sure there were some. Just play devil's advocate.
You know, I'll say that real fast. The reason not to is the reason to do it. It's one of those things where people tell you not to do something, and you want to do it, and you know you can do it, then you do it. And you don't play around, you don't mess around about it, you just do it, you know. Because we're winners, not losers, and we will do it again.
Love you, Atlanta, for Mr. Alan Collins, and with the help of the most wonderful Mr. Steve Morris, don't misunderstand me! Take life on the chin. Still, you sit and wonder why.
anymore.
I'd like to say on behalf of myself and my band, it's a pleasure to do an interview with him, Mr. Redbeard, and I hope we have many more together.
Right on, brother.
Thank you. My pleasure.